report. We firstly will be telling you about the World's Greatest Shave.
Well, the World's Greatest Shave is on Friday the 16th of March 2007.
Some of our brave teachers shaved their heads or coloured.
It was very exciting. Now we will be handing back to Kira to tell us our next topic.
Now we'll be talking about Mr. P's trip.
Well, Mr. Pierce went away for 3 weeks.
He went to Vietnam for 2 weeks, Singapore for 4 days, and Cambodia for 2.
He got 5 minutes to explain the technology from last year to the judges.
Unfortunately, he didn't win. Mr. Thomas did from South Australia. Now I'll be handing back to Sarah to tell you our next topic.
We will tell you about the Big Veggie House.
Senior P have been working on a wiki and has turned out to be quite good.
The wiki is
bigveggiehouse.wikispaces.com.org.
Handing back to Kira to tell you our next topic.
We will be talking about the new senior learning unit.
There will be no walls, so the students will be working all together.
The year sixes get only half a year.
But the year fives get a year and half.
Because of the senior learning unit, senior K and senior P have to move into the multi-purpose room because they're knocking out the walls.
I can't wait until it's really ready.
There are also going to be new toilets.
They're nearly ready.
The boys are green and the girls are red.
We have tiles on the wall too.
It's going to be so exciting.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time on the news.
Hi, I'm Connor.
And this is Fraser.
Hi.
And this is Matt.
Hello.
And Chloe.
Hi.
We're doing a sports segment. Now I'll be handing over to Fraser.
On Friday, the 23rd of March, some ballet students competed in the regional swimming. The floating medley relay team came third by 18 milliseconds. In the relay team, there was Mitch, Patrick, Rowan and I. Mitch competed in the 15-metre backstroke, and he came fourth. A few students will be going on to state. Now I will be handing over to Chloe.
I will be talking to you about inter-school sport. We have played against Torquay, Mandumma and Leopold. I was in Kangaroos and we lost all of our games, but we did really well. Our score against Leopold was 111 to 116. Next term we'll be playing different sport but against the same people. Handing over to Matt.
At the end of term one, Ballet will be doing a fun run. It is held at the Bowen Valley Fun Park in Geelong. The preps run 1K, juniors 1.5, middles 2 and seniors 3. It is raising money for the stuff that ballet needs. The kids at ballet have been practicing very hard to do well on the day. Handing back to Connell.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Come back next week for more.
Australia, and welcome to the BPS Morning Show with Reese and Doug, the show on Bel Air FM.
Hi, I'm Doug.
And I'm Reese.
In today's segment, we will be asking listeners to tell us great jokes to tell at dinner parties that barely anybody goes to.
And our first caller is Jim. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. I've just got a quick one. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why is that?
We never found out because he got run over.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is V. How you going, V?
Yeah, good. This one's probably a bit old, but knock knock.
Who's there?
Policeman.
Policeman who?
Don't give me that rubbish and let me in.
You know that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Do you have any others?
Just one. A duck walks into a bakery and asks,
"Have you got any lettuce?"
And the baker says no. He walks in the next day and asks, "Have you got any lettuce?" And the baker says no. He walks in the next day and says, "Have you got any lettuce?" And the baker says, no, and if you come back in tomorrow and ask me for lettuce again, I'll stuff you full of nails. So, the duck comes back the next day and asks, have you got any nails? And the baker says, no. So the duck asks, then have you got any lettuce? Well, that's all we can do, folks.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Alex. We're here to do Place of the Week.
We have a very special place on a sheet of paper. I wonder if anyone can guess it, Alex. Now, we will tell some questions, and after that, we will ask you guys, one at a time, what you think this place is. Now, handing to Alex.
First question. This country comprises over 3,000 islands.
Second question. This country also has the world's second largest economy.
Third question. In this country's history, it invaded parts of China in the year 1937.
Fourth question. This country has dozens of cities which play a huge part in its culture.
And now for the fifth question. This country's population is estimated at around about 127,463,611.
That's pretty big. Last but not least, question six. This flag has a white background with a red dot in the middle.
Now, Matt, what do you think it is?
Singapore.
Good answer. Now, Connor, what do you think it is?
England.
All right answer. Now, Steph, what do you think it is?
Japan.
Good answer.
The person with the right or closest answer is Steph.
Congratulations, Steph. Thanks, contestants, for today's show. Goodbye for now.
This is Steph and Chantel. Our segment is Personality of the Week, where we go and interview interesting people in our community. Today's personality is Sally Leary, who has written a children's book about celiac disease.
Firstly, Sally Leary will tell us what celiac disease is. Sally?
Celiac disease is a medical condition where the villi that line the small intestine actually flatten when someone eats gluten, and that leads to malabsorption.
Thanks, Sally. Now, what inspired you to write your book, Food for Me is Gluten-Free?
I wrote Food for Me is Gluten-Free for two main reasons. Firstly, there weren't any children's picture books in Australia about celiac disease, and I felt that it would be great if there was a book for children with celiac disease about themselves, and also the fact that this book could be read by other children so that they could work out what celiac disease actually was. Second reason was because my family had been unwell for a long time, and once we finally realised they were celiac, I thought it was a celebration to be able to write a book that was positive, that would help other people.
Did it take long to realise that they had celiac disease?
It took a really long time to actually work out what was wrong with Lachlan. We knew something wasn't right with him because he displayed a lot of developmental delays, but we didn't know he had celiac disease. And it wasn't until Emily was diagnosed, and that diagnosis took 6 months, that we read the symptoms of celiac disease and realised that that's what Lachlan had as well. So for him it was 3 years, and for Emily it was 6 months.
Thank you for being on our show today, Sally.
You're welcome.
Contestants. They are Claire,
Beth,
hello.
And Matt.
Hot.
Stop. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We got all our sounds off the iPod.
We travelled all over the world to find it.
This very funny sound is going to blow your mind.
The sound is dun dun dun.
Claire, what is the sound?
Someone breathing into the microphone.
Matt, what is the sound?
Someone crunching leaves.
Beth, what is the sound?
Someone chewing with their mouth open.
Are you all sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then.
One of you are right, but...
we'll tell you next week.
On...
The Wayne and Luke Show.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hi there, from Ballet Primary School. Leo speaking here, along with my friend James.
Hi there.
We are looking at the BELED technology, and today we'll be focusing on the smart boards. Over to you, James.
Thank you, Leo. The smart board is a whiteboard, but a computer as well. The smart board has a projector connected to it, which projects what a computer screen looks like. Then if you touch the board, you will control the mouse like a real computer. Now I'll hand over to Leo, who will explain why we use them.
Thanks, James. It is mainly the teachers who use the smart boards. Only about 10 classrooms have them in our school. Smart boards make life much easier for teachers. For example, with whiteboards, if you run out of room to write stuff, you have to rub all the work you have done out, but on a smart board, you can just go to a new page or make the writing smaller. Another good thing about the smart boards is that you can just use it as a projector screen to look at presentations on the computer.
So basically, whatever you can do on a computer or a whiteboard, you can do on a smart board. We hope you have learnt a lot about these smart boards and hope that you will be getting one too.
Bye.